All right, Matthew chapter number 5. This has been on my heart this week. And you've probably heard me make the statement ask the question preaching. And I've asked the question, how many matches does it take to start a fire? And that match in your hand represents you. It represents an individual. It represents what God can do with one. And I know it's little, but it's got great potential. And anyway, I was preaching this week, and I'd said that question to the church. You know how about a match and a fire. How many matches does it take to start a big fire? And of course, anybody with any knowledge says, well, it just takes one. And you try to drive home that individuality and the fact that God wants to use you personally in your life. But anyway, I was thinking about, and anyway, that started working in me. I've asked that question, I don't know how many times, probably between 50 and 100 times I've probably asked that question to different ones, how many matches does it take to start a big fire? And all of God's people ought to be interested in spiritual fire. Amen. We have a fire problem in our mouth. Our tongue is set on fire of hell, but that's not the fire we need. We need a spiritual fire. We need the fire like the two on the road to Emmaus referenced when they got right with God. They said, did not our hearts burn within us? We need that fire. We need the fire like Jeremiah referenced when he said there was a burning fire shut up in my bones and I could not stay. We need that kind of fire, amen. We need holy fire, heavenly fire, spiritual fire. And Matthew chapter number 5, let's look at verse 14 and 15 and 16. We'll just read these verses. Kind of just give us a springboard of thought. And we'll just share a few simple practical applications about a match. And verse number 14 says, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle. Note that statement. Light a candle with what? Light a candle, put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Now there was a lot accomplished right there. There was a lot of people benefited in that house from the light of that candle, but the candle got its light from another source, which I surely know that they did not have matches back then, but I'm certain that they had some type of something similar to that probably to ignite fire. And verse number 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let's pray. Father, I ask you, dear Lord, to help us tonight. Lord, to just to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. I pray that you'll direct my thoughts and help me, Lord, to just give forth some simple and very practical applications, Lord, to the match that we have in our possession. And Lord, may you use that. Lord, may we never forget it. May we never get over it. May we be challenged tonight. And may we be challenged hereafter, Lord, with this truth. May your will to be done tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much for standing. Of course, back in the day of Christ, and Jesus referenced here to light, and of course used the terminology of lighting a candle and so forth. They did not have electrical light. They didn't have electrical light back in those days. They didn't have battery-powered lights. They had light that came by fire. Their fire was their illumination. They did they made a lot of use of fire. And of course, light was one of those. And I wonder how much light is coming out of our life by fire, because we're on fire for the Lord. I wonder about that, amen? But you hold that in your hand, and we're going to be dealing tonight with just a few thoughts that the Lord has put in my heart this week. And I really wanted to do quite a bit more research. I like to do that. I like to be I like to study and try to get prepared as much as I possibly can and pray the Lord will give the anointing and use it as he sees fit. But I've been having technical difficulties. My computer's trying its best to get 10 demons in it, I believe, seem like. But had a lot of a complication there. I really wanted to do some research, and I know that it's there because I did Google it and just saw a large amount of information on really just the making of a match. What's involved in making of a match? You say, preacher, you got a lot of time on your hands. You're depressed to be studying on a match. How many's ever studied on a match? I never even thought about it, never even give it any consideration. But I really would have loved to have went back and found where it all started. And I did see just in one of the little references there that it went back even into the 1500s. So matches has been used and been a part of life for hundreds of years. And we've got so technical now, we've got so electronic now that, you know, we don't really make use of matches much anymore. In fact, the match has probably been replaced with torches. But you know what I thought about when that came on my mind? That most people really are probably more interested in being a torch rather than being a match. Brother Frank, there's just really not much glory in saying, hey, this is me. Go to work tomorrow or school tomorrow if y'all have school tomorrow, whatever, and say, hey, this represents me. You know, there's not much glory in that. But there's great potential in that. But a lot of people would like to be a torch, but they're not willing to be a match. Because a torch, you know, is bigger and it's you know, more readily usable and stuff. Really probably can accomplish a lot more. But I don't think you're probably going to be a torch if you're not willing to be a match. Probably. But anyway, Jesus was a master preacher, was he not? He was the master teacher. He was perfect, and he, in his earthly ministry, he specialized in parables. He specialized in parables, which was taking an earthly example, an earthly object, an earthly illustration, and use that to the people that could relate to that, and then give them spiritual applications and spiritual truth. I mean, he used birds, he used seed, he used foxes, children, he used nets, fishing, and many other things that he used. He used corn of wheat. He used various things to relate spiritual truth. Of course, you can't find in the scripture where the Lord used a match. But if he can use some examples to relate spiritual truth, I probably could relate use of the match to kind of, because we can relate to a match. If you talked about a match in his day, people would scratch their heads. What is that? You know, because they couldn't relate to that. But we can relate to a match. And so I hope that God will help us to just give forth a few things. Like I said, this is just simple things, but I hope God will use it for his glory. The first thing I want to share about a match that's in your hand, and of course, we're not going to light our matches, amen, tonight. That's right. We don't want to burn the church down. But the first thing that really stuck out to me is I just, it began, my thoughts got to stirring and got to meditating on a match and just got to considering it in light of spiritual application. And the first thing was, and I've already mentioned it, and that is a match is small, but it has great potential. I wonder how many in here really is willing to be a match in that light. A lot of people will never be a match because you are not willing to be little enough. You're not willing to decrease. John the Baptist's favorite verse, John 3:30, no doubt, where he said, he must increase, talking about Jesus, and I must decrease. A lot of people's not willing to be a match because they're not willing to be small. They want to be the emphasis. They want to have the attraction. They want to have the attention. They want their name in the bulletin. They want the preacher to point them out every time they pick up a piece of paper off the parking lot, you know. But if you're not willing to be small, then hey, come on, Lord. Hey, man, if you're not willing to be small, you're probably never going to be great. Amen. Amen, that's right, isn't it? And so, but it's small, but it has great potential. I mean, this match that I have is smaller. It's the one with the black tip, but it's smaller than some of those that you got out of that big box right here. You know, some of you won't get your match out of the big box, but anyway, And some of you got mad because you got your match out of the little box. Your match come out of the little box. But you know what? Whether your match come out of the little box or whether your match came out of the big box, it still has great potential. And it has potential for the good, and then it has potential for the bad. I mean, you put a match in the hands of a wrong person that has wrong motives and wrong desires, and there can be destructivity come from that. Amen. I mean, a person can be an arsonist. Gotcha. I'm just making sure y'all knew how to pronounce it there. Amen. Amen. You see through that. But anyway, but also, I mean, matches can be used for good. If it's in the right hands, it can be used. It has been used over the years, many years, hundreds of years. It's been used for cooking. It has been used for heating a home. It's been used for, lighting a home. You know, the oil lamps and all of that. And that was something the Lord gave me stand up here a while ago, that a match works really well with oil. And in the Bible, oil is the type of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you'll be the match and God gives us the oil of the Holy Spirit, there can be some great illumination and heat and purpose and potential that can come from being a match. Are we willing to be a match for God in that we're small? We're willing to be small. We're not willing, we don't have to have the publicity. We don't have to have that. In fact, the judgment seat of Christ is the judgment that we're going to, not the great white throne, thank God. But we're going to the judgment seat of Christ, probably some of the greatest Christians ever to live in this world will probably be unknown Christians. It'll probably be that little grandma that was faithful back in the hill somewhere to pray and walk with God. Their motive wasn't to be big. Their motive was to be faithful. Their motive was to be small and let God release their potential that He has invested in them. And so the first thing is, it's small, but it has great potential. And then I want to mention, secondly, tonight, it is prepared and is always available at any given time to be used. I don't know really how long we've had these matches. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, I'm not really sure where we got these matches. I think maybe possibly from what's wrote on the end of it there. Somebody wrote matches on there because evidently they don't know what it is by looking at the box, so they wrote matches on there. But I think maybe possibly these matches came from my parents. My wife's giving me the nod of confirmation back there. And there's no telling how long that Mama and Daddy had these matches. And there's no telling how much benefit that I've had over the years from matches out of this matchbox. And you can tell by the side of it there where you strike the match that it's been used quite a bit. Well, they had it forever, and we've had it forever, and it's been ready to be used at any time that I had need of it. Hey, man, these matches didn't get the poochie lip because they weren't, up on the where it was seen. These were stuck in a drawer. In fact, I didn't even know where they were. I had to ask my wife, "Where's the match? Do we have any matches? I need to go to Walmart buy some matches." So here she comes in through giving me this box, these little smaller boxes that were in there. Have no idea where they come from. Are y'all listening? The second point I'm stressing here is that these matches, though the ones in your hands and mine too, has never been used, they have been ready for service ever since they were made. Oh yes, we need to add that one. We need to add that one. Matches doesn't grow on a match bush or on a match tree or in a match garden. Matches are made. Matches have a designer, as Brother Silas was talking about. A designer, a design magnifies the fact that there's a designer. And it's evident that it's true in creation. Well, it's true with a match. Somebody made this thing. Somewhere back in whenever it was, Brother Fultz, somebody personally worked and made this match. And of course, all of ours that we have tonight are made with wood. So evidently, at some point, this was the wood part of it was growing somewhere in a tree form or something of that nature. You say, "Oh, preacher, it's just a mat." Can you imagine taking a tree and breaking it down to where it's nothing but little splinters of mat and to make matches out of? That's probably a lot of work involved in being a match. Hey man, can I get a witness there? The Lord's been working on me for 35 years and He's trying to get me to be a match. He's trying to get me to be one that He can use to start a fire with. Amen, that's right, that's good. So that's something else to be added there is that matches are made. Are you willing to let God make you? Well, yes, preacher, I'm willing to make Him if He'll make me popular. No. I'm willing for Him to make me if He'll make me rich. No. Are you willing for Him to make you a match? Just a little match. Are you willing for that to happen tonight? You say, preacher, this is so simple. I hope it'll convict us and challenge us. Amen. I noticed this, whatever number's next, because I've added a couple coming down through there. Next, I'll just say next. Y'all understand that. A match is all about causing fire. A match really has no glory. A match has no praise. How many's ever said, "Oh, wow, thank God for matches"? Probably none of us has ever said that. But listen, a match is all about causing fire. A match has one purpose for its existence, is to start a fire, to cause a fire. Would that help us tonight if we would say, "Lord, I know what one of my purposes is in life is to cause a spiritual fire"? And if we have fire here at the church, amen, it'll be because it's caused. So a match, listen, a match is all about causing fire. In other words, it has one purpose in life. Paul said, "One thing I do." This one thing I do. And we ought to be given to an interest and to be an instrument of causing fire. You ought to cause fire. Well, amen. You ought to cause spiritual fire in your home. Amen. There's fire probably in your home. I'm talking about spiritual fire. I'm talking about fire that's good for you, not throwing plates and sleeping in doghouses and such as that. Say amen, men. A match is all about causing fire. And then let me say, next of all, a match, I'm going to have to get on with it, I'm not going to get done. A match does not light itself. That's simple, isn't it? A match cannot light itself. A match cannot light itself. In fact, for a match to be lit, it must have, oh, this is good, must have a hand on it. A match can be a match in name only, having potential, but it will never be used until there's a hand put on it that's got a purpose. A hand that reaches in that box and finds that match and pulls it out because I've got a purpose of use in mind for that match. You, just like that, and myself, just like that, we can be a match in name. We can have the looks of being a spiritual match. We can have the potential of being a match. But it is unlikely that we will ever be used until God puts His hand on your life with a purpose. How many of us praise, and we ought to pray all the time, "God, I want Your hand on me. I want You to put Your hand on me." All the preachers in the church, that ought to be something you pray daily. "Lord, I want Your hand on me." Because it's one thing to stand and give information. It's one thing to stand and give doctrinal information. But it's quite another for God to put His hand on you and to use you for His glory. Amen. You young preachers, you ought to pray all the time, God, I want your hand on me. I want you to put your hand on me as I would put my hand on a match with a purpose of ignition, of causing a fire. Oh my, yes, that's right. And next of all, could we mention this quickly? A match only burns once. That's a big thought right there. A match only burns once and it's done. You say, what's the application there? You and I are only passing through this life one time. Amen. We're just going to burn through this life one time. Amen. And we need to give it all we got and let God use us for His glory. A match only burns once. And in burning once, it gives it 100%. And it will only quit when there's nothing left. Oh boy, that's good. When it's absolutely burnt, completely up or out, it's the only time that it's going to go out. May that be so with us. May that be true with us tonight. That we burn, we realize we're going through this life once, and might I add, we're going through here quickly. We talked about it at lunch today, how it just seemed like a blur, how the years is coming and going. Days come and go quickly. Weeks come and go. Every time I turn around, I believe Sunday comes around twice a week. I mean, every time I turn around, it's Sunday again. It's time to go to church again. Amen. Every time you turn around, you're having a birthday. I think I'm having two a year now. Time's going so fast. Christmas is every other month, seem like, about six. At least 6 months in between. It's a blur. You're going through here one time. Young people, I know you've got dreams. Oh, I've got aspirations. But I want to tell you, friend, you blink your eye once or twice, and you'll go from looking forward to getting your driver's license to considering, what am I going to do for retirement? It's really depressing if you look at it from a human standpoint. So a match only burns once. It gives it 100% all it's got and will not stop until there's nothing left. May that be applied to our life. May we burn and burn and burn till there's nothing left to burn in this life as we go through here. Amen. All right, here's another one to write down and to think about. And I don't know if anybody's ever preached on a match. I know I haven't. But anyway, here's another one to think about. Matches can always, a match can always be found hanging around other matches. Hey, some of you won't never be a match for God because you're not willing to hang around other matches. When I opened this matchbox, Brother Mason, a while ago, yesterday, thinking that I was probably going to preach this tonight, and the devil tried to keep me from preaching it because of some complications. Hey, I just saw another. I'm going to have to use that one here in a minute. That's called a matchbox. And you know what? When you open that matchbox, guess what's in it? Ha! Give you one guess now. Matches. Everything in it is matches. They all hang around together. Birds of a feather flock together. It's hard for me to believe that you're interested in being a match for the Lord when you never want to hang around other matches or God's people. You'll never be, come on now, that's right. That's a good application. You'll never be a match for the Lord when all you hang around with are wicked people. Certainly they're not interested in being a fire source for God. They're not interested in being used of God. They're not interested in God's hand being on them. They're not interested in causing a spiritual fire or a spiritual revival. No, they're interested in wickedness. But what I don't understand is that how many people that profess to be saved hang around and associate with people that care nothing about the things of God. Now, I'm going to tell you, friend, there's a difference of being friendly and being friends. You're to be friendly with everybody, but you can't be friends with everybody. I'm talking about friends and the fact that you go where they go and you associate with them, you share in their you have common interest, and you can, listen, you have to draw the line. You have to learn in your Christian life. And by the way, your spirituality is your responsibility. When you recognize that associations with a person or people, amen, is starting to cool you down spiritually and starting to take away your desire to be a match for God in His hand and for His purpose, that's a time you need to step up and draw the line and say, look, I want to be friendly. I want to help you any way I can, but I can't run with you. I can't run with you because I'm a born-again Christian and I love the Lord and I want to serve God. You need to do that. I've had to do that in my life. You should make your spiritual life your priority. It ought to be more special to you than anybody else. Your spiritual life ought to be special to you, and you ought to guard it with everything that's within you. Well, anyway, matches hang around other matches. In fact, I was going to mention this later on, but I'm going to mention it now. Matches really complement each other. Amen. We're not going to do it because we're in the house and we don't want to burn the house down. Amen. But these matches, the one I have and the one you have, we could all come together and each of our matches will complement each other. My match, come on now, will not try to put your match out. My match will not fight your match. Because if my match and the one that you have share a common nature and a common purpose. In fact, I meant to mention this later, but it's coming out now, so I'll just give it. In fact, matches, when I mentioned earlier, they can't light themselves. But really, matches can be lit off of other matches. I mean, you look around and you see people, well, I wonder why they're not on fire. Well, why don't you be the fire source that ignites them? Well, I wonder what's wrong with them. They're a bunch of deadheads. Well, why don't you be a fire? Why don't you be the fire? So, well, I'm not gonna waste my match. Well, you can't take it to heaven with you. Matches can light other matches if it's on fire. You need to be on fire, young people, and let other people catch fire off of you. That's right. Well, that's good. That's good right there. It's good application, amen? Hopefully we'll never forget it. But matches don't light themselves, and matches can light each other, and they complement each other. We're not going to do it tonight, but most of us are so familiar with matches and what we're preaching about tonight that you understand what I'm saying. If we turn the lights out in here, I could light one match and hold it up, and probably if it was complete darkness, of course we got outside lights that shine there, but if it was complete darkness, this one match right here would offer enough illumination in this room for us to be able to get out of here. If we could get out of here in a hurry before it burn up. Yeah. But if mine was lit, Miss Brooke, yours was lit, that's twice as much heat, twice as much light, and twice as much accomplishment. And then if we had a third one, and a fourth one, and 20 more, and, you know, and 30 more, it's going to be that much brighter. It's going to, amen. It's not that one can't do it, but two can do more. And the Bible said two's better than one. Three's better than one. Ten's better than one. Amen. We need to make sure that each of us, our life is like a match in that it is lit. And then when we get together and we're walking together and working together, we complement one another. And the light that comes out of RBT is brighter. And the heat, the spiritual heat that comes out of this church is greater. Amen. Well, let me give you this quickly. Boy, this is so good right here. I thought I wasn't going to preach for this minute tonight. Guess what? This is good. Y'all listening? Seem like everybody here really is listening. I don't preach too many illustrated messages. Maybe I ought to start. But but listen, here, I like to preach deep stuff. No, I'm just kidding. Well, this is good right here, Brother Carroll, I'm telling you. In order to for this match to light, and I'm not going to do it, but you can relate. Well, this is so good, and the devil don't want you to hear it. In order for this to light, it takes friction to light it. Wow. Takes friction, Brother Frankie. When you put it on that, hey, come on now, here it is. Here's an additional thing. Takes a rough surface. Yeah, we're willing to be a match if we're lit on something smooth. We don't like that roughage. We don't want no rough areas, and we don't want friction. But if you've got friction and a rough experience and a rough, you ought to just tell the devil that God is just wanting to ignite me with this. You ought to tell the devil, stand back. God's fixing to light me up. Amen. Because of the friction that's in our life. And I don't like friction. I hate it, don't you? Say amen right there. I hate friction at church. I hate friction at the house. I hate friction. I hate friction. I just hate friction. But God can use friction to ignite you as a match for His glory. That's good, ain't it? Uses a rough, something rough to ignite. And I found, listen, I did study this out. I did see this before my computers almost give up the ghost. But I did notice this. That the stem of the match was carefully selected. And I know y'all are thinking, preacher, you got to be kidding me. You're talking about just an old simple match. But they carefully chose, well, this is good. They carefully chose what to make the stem out of so that it can handle the pressure. Because when you find that friction and that rough area and you go to strike the match, usually you've got to apply pressure. And how many of us have had this right here to happen when we was trying to do that? Open this box up and I saw that. How many of us thought, man, we applied too much pressure and it broke. And the chances are that that one there will never be used. Because it's going to be limited on its ability to be lit. But thank you, Lord. Even though it's broke, it's still called a what? Oh, it didn't lose its identity. It's still called a match. Just because you get broke sometimes in a situation, in a circumstance, you should never lose your identity. Amen. And that right there, it may be a little bit more difficult to actually strike it in normal fashion. But I'll tell you what, when somebody, amen, you know how it'd be easy to light that? Off of another match that's lit. So you hanging around people and they're going through a circumstance and they're broke down and they've lost their shout and their song and their joy and they're going through a hard time. I tell you what, that's when you need to hang around people that are real matches for God and are on fire for God, because they can light you even though you're broke. Amen, that's good. Amen. I like it, don't you? All right, let's go on. Let's move on. Here's something else. Here's something else. Let's see, where'd we get to? I don't even know what number we're on. We've added several. God's added several while we've been coming through here. Here's a good one. A match does not require another match in order to be used. How many people's like that? Well, God, Lord, you can use me if they'll go with me. Lord, if they'll burn with me, if they'll stand with me, if they'll... No, hey, that match, the one I've got, And no doubt the one you got, whether anybody else matches lit, yours can be lit. And I want to give you a piece of advice. Don't wait on nobody else before you get with it. Don't wait on nobody else. If you're waiting on a friend and a family and a, everything else to get on your side. And boy, yeah, preacher, praise God, I'm ready to be a match for God, but I'm waiting on to get around the crowd. Hey, that's one match, and you're one person. And God wants to use your life whether anybody else is used or not. Amen? Well, you can tell your grandchildren you heard a message on a match tonight. Here's something else. Here's another one. Of course, I already mentioned that one. A match is good. It can be used either for good or bad. A match uses friction and rough surface to ignite. A match can be lit off of another match. Oh yeah, here's one. I wish I'd had time to really look, try to find one. But there are matches that won't light off of anything except its own box. Y'all heard of those? They'll only strike on their own box. I don't know that I've ever seen that, but I've heard of those. Well, I don't want to be like that, do you? I don't want to be a match that just can strike on my own church. I don't want to be a match that can only strike, Brother Webb, if my special preacher's preaching. You know. I don't want to be a match, Brother Webb, that comes into RBT on Wednesday night and discover Preacher Rackley's not here and say, oh boy, if I'd have known that, I'd have stayed at the house. Hey, it's not time to pray. I'm still preaching. I mean, I'm flattered by that. I'm flattered that you love me that much. But I want to tell you, whether it's Brother Craig or Brother Samuel or whoever, if they're breaking forth that word of God, Brother Fultz or whoever, Brother Brad, if they're preaching this word of God, friend, it's not about the messenger as much as it's about the message. Amen. Yes, that's right. Woo! We're having a time tonight, aren't we? All right, let's see what else we got here we can give you. Okay, let's see. Well, amen. I guess we're done. I looked at the last one. It said a match burns and complements the burning of other matches. So we must be done, amen. Brother Hyman says, thank God we're done, amen. And I'm sure, and let me just open the floor here real quick, and I know it's dangerous to do that sometimes, but in you looking at your match, I don't know what I've done with mine. I done lost mine. There it is. In you looking at your match, did God show you something that I didn't deal with?
I'd hate to get to heaven and never been lit.
Hate to get to heaven, go through life, remain in the box with all the potential, and never get lit. Never get used. Excellent. Anybody else? Brother Matt?
A match will never light anything else until it's lit itself.
That's right. The title don't light another one. You know, it's got to be lit itself. You got to have fire yourself. And I'm going to tell you, folks, that's what I have to focus on. I want this church on fire. I want you on fire. But I'm going to tell you what, I can't depend on you. And I know that didn't sound good. And you can't depend on me. Brother Fultz, I wish I could say every time I've come in this church in 24 years, buddy, I have been ignited. But there's been times that I would a far cry from even what a match is. Amen. Anybody else? The Lord showed you something there. And that's what meditation is. That's when you take something in the Bible, an object in the Bible that's given or whatever, and you just chew on it and meditate on it and think on it and let God give you some things.
It's created its own fuel source, so that when it's lit, it stays lit until its life is over.
It's got its own. I don't know what that tip is made out of. I know it's some kind of chemicals or whatever that'll burn. But once that's lit, it really burns off of its life. Amen. Has its own fuel source. That is good. That's why you don't need others. You can burn yourself, Brother Craddock. Oh, Brother Craddock had to come up with that one then. Why didn't the preacher Rackley see that? Way to go, Brother Craddock. You preaching Wednesday night? No, I'm just kidding. But Miss Susan said she's not coming if he's. No, I'm just kidding. But that isn't that a good point? You can't light it if it's wet. That's good. Wet wood won't burn. Amen. Anybody else? Brother Carroll? Oh, that's good. That is good. Why didn't I see that? Once that's lit and it's burning, its purpose is in action. And maybe a stormy wind comes through and blows it out. It don't have that potential, Brother Carroll, to be lit like that again. But Brother Yarnell, we can get around other Christians that's on fire and stick our match in their flame and it'll burn again. That's good, Brother Carroll. Somebody else? Brother Rob? Amen. What good is if it's lit, if it's hid? Yeah, that's good. That's right. It can be used. Yep. Amen. Anybody else? The Lord showed you something, Brother Brad. Wow, you're talented, buddy. he lighted them two at a time. Amen. Yeah. Amen. That's good. That's good, Brother Brad. Anybody else? That's it. That's good. That's what I was talking about with that hand. When that hand gets on it with the person that's got a purpose for it, that's when that's pulled out and it's used. But I hope we got that, just that simple part I think we started out with about it. They're made, they've got potential, they're ready all the time. And you know what? Oh my goodness. The Lord may have, right now you may be in preparation stage. You may be in the box and you think, well, why ain't God using me, you know? I want God to use me. Make yourself available. Be ready for when God needs you. Be sad though when God needed a match and you were still not a match because you was complaining and whining around and not preparing yourself. You need to prepare yourself so that when God needs you, He can use you for His glory. Anybody else saw something, Brother Brad? Only Brother Brad. I mean, mine is black-headed.
The truth is there.
Brother Brad said he didn't get nothing else except that God uses redheads. Amen. Amen. That's good. Anybody else? Man, we probably got 20 points out of everybody, Brother Randy. Oh, it's not geographically. Not geographically conditioned. It doesn't matter where it is. A match will burn in third world countries. It'll burn here. It'll burn wherever. Amen. Darkness can't put it out, Brother Brian.
If you don't
burn the flame, the slightest wind will blow it out. Yep. How many of us can say I've had that to happen? Yes. Leave here on Sunday night, fired up, buddy. Monday.
I'm going to put a little water on Brother Brad here. The one with the white tip, you can strike on just about anything.
And the white tip would reference gray hair? Yeah. Yeah. If you're white. I know it's comical, but that's fun, isn't it? Amen. That's funny. Some of you needed a laugh. Amen. That's right. And you, listen, talking about, who was it talking about? It don't, Brother Brian talking about it don't take much to blow, just the slightest breeze, wind, or even somebody. You'd be surprised how many people don't want you to be on fire. They don't want you to be on fire. And I'm going to tell you, they'll get around you as an associate in your life, you know, and they don't mind a bit to blow your light out. Because you bring, oh yes, you bring conviction to them. See, because the Bible said men love darkness, and darkness is the absence of light. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. And so when you get around them, the Bible said, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. You know why? Because you're reproving them. Your life and your light is a conviction to them, so they'll blow your light out. And I'll tell you what, if you're not careful, you may want to fit in with that crowd so bad that you'll blow your own light out. Because they are not going to accept you as long as you're giving out light. And you'll blow your own out just so you can fit in with that crowd. God help you if you do that. Well, we've probably got 25 points, I guess, tonight. If everybody wrote them down, remembered, how many did you get? 17. Did anybody get more than 17? I don't know how many I got. I think I had 15 or something. Anybody else got anything? I believe I had some I didn't even give to you. Amen. That's good, isn't it? Same potential. It's not a matter of, and it's not a matter of size, is it? Doesn't matter about that. Doesn't matter about the color of the box or the, you know, the fancy of the box. You know, they don't have a thing to do with it. It's the performance of the match. Anybody else? You saw something else in it, Brother Frankie? Yeah, hey, listen to this. That's good. That's a good point we made earlier about a match works good with oil. This is the flame, that's the fuel. But what Brother Frank was talking about was passing it on. But you know, a lot of young people, they're not interested in that. They want something electronic. They want something fancy. They want something, you know, that's high tech. Not just a plain old ordinary match. Pass it on. How many of us adults are willing to pass it on? Pass on the torch, as they used to call it. Pass on the torch to the next generation. And you that are of the next generation, are you willing to take it? Are you willing, preacher, I want that fire. I remember getting around preachers when I first got saved, and I said, boy, I want that. I want what they got. Amen. Even though as a young man, 20 years old, I would spend, if there was some preachers around, that's where I was at. I wasn't hanging around the kids and the young people. I was around the preachers because I was wanting to hear what they had to say, and I was wanting to feed on their life. Amen. And many times I prayed, Lord, I want what they've got. Amen. Anybody else? That's good. I say amen. How many heard that? A match, as long as it's lit, will never get cold. No matter how cold it is around it. That's good. Why didn't I say that? Coldness cannot put a match out. Darkness can't put a match out. Criticism can't put a match out. Well, I tell you right now, if I couldn't burn no better than that, I'd just quit. That'd burn on. It'll just burn on. In fact, if you get close enough to me, I'll make sure I'll see if it'll burn you. And here, criticize that. Get you some of that. Hey, no, I better be sweet. Brother Brian? Say amen right there. Somebody write that one down. A match that's lit doesn't have a shadow of itself. Because it's 360 degrees all the way around it. It's lit. Man, that's good. No dark side. Ain't that good? Some of you got a dark side. Yeah. You got a church side, then you have a dark side. Somebody else, God showed you something.
Mentioned this, but
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah. Amen. Well, that's good. Amen. Anybody else? We're about done. Oh, it's an emergency. That's good right there. How many heard that? Everybody hear that? Nobody heard? Everybody heard that? Okay. I know sometimes when they're speaking up front, they don't hear it in the back. Amen. That's good right there. You're usually looking for the match when the electricity's out and the power's out. Amen. And you need to just go back to the old standby, lighting a candle or an oil lamp. That's good. Anybody else? That's good, Seth. We need the breath of God. A match will go out if it doesn't have oxygen. We need the breath of God, and He breathed on them, the Bible says. Jesus breathed on them. Amen. That's good. Anybody else? Glad you come to church tonight. You learn about a match, and I dare say that you'll never put your hands on a match ever again, but what you don't think of the spiritual applications we've heard tonight. And I hope you wrote them down. I know these girls up here's got writer's cramps up here. They've wrote notes and they've got them all wrote down. You ought to write them down. Bring you a piece of paper to church and a pen and write down some notes. Because if you're like me, I'll forget it before I get in the car. Amen. Hey, yes, sir. Right. Amen. Yes, sir.
I'll give you one more preacher.
Yes, sir.
The positive and the negative got them together. Let match work. Friendship, the positive and the negative.
Yeah, that's good. Amen. Who was it in the scripture? Was it Samuel that talked about the fire has went out in the house of God? The fire had went out.
Eli.
Yeah, the fire had went out. The fire, you know, they had those in the, even in the tabernacle. That was their ministry, was to keep the fire burning. Yeah, round the clock, keep the fire burning. And that's what we need. Be a match. Because matches have a ministry. And God wants to use your life for His glory. Amen. Anybody else? You ought to just take that home. Put it in, you ought to stick it in your Bible or somewhere where you can just be reminded of it occasionally. Amen, of what a match is. Somebody else?
Talk about missions. It's primitive. People need them more.
Yeah, this is primitive, isn't it?
They use it in Haiti all the time.
What about that? My goodness, brother. You might be able to preach this over there. Write down these thoughts and preach it over there. Amen. That'll work. If you need to use it, use it tonight. Yeah. Amen. Make use of it spiritually. Amen. Well, I've enjoyed this. I don't. What's that? Well, but that's good right there, Brother Chuck. How many heard that? Depending on how you hold it, depending on how it burns and how quickly it burns out. In fact, if you hold it upside down, it will burn you. It will burn you. And that's good. Keep it up. Keep it up. Make sure the fire's above you and that you're below it. That's good. I've enjoyed tonight. It's been a while since we've done an object type message, I guess. And it's been a while since we opened the floor, too, to have people to respond with McCarricker. Yeah, regardless how you turn a match, the fire is always going to be going up. It's going to be focusing up. That's good. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you can tell everybody you got something at church tonight. Preacher, give you a match. Amen. Let's all stand to our feet.
God bless you. Thank you for visiting Rogersville Baptist Temple's website and for listening to this message preached at Rogersville Baptist Temple.